Mark Megan's Weekly Roast. Proudly supported by Cialis for Men. Struggling with erectile dysfunction? It's nothing to be ashamed of. Cialis for Men 10mg film-coated tablets, which contains tadalafil, is now available without prescription. Just a quick, discreet chat with your pharmacist, in person or online, can help. Find it at pharmacies nationwide or visit www.cialisformen.ie for more details. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity. Always read the label. Go loud.
Welcome back to the Weekly Roast. How's it going, guys? How the hell are you? How are your hearts? And of course, ask yourself now, with a little bit of compassion, how are your heads? Guys, Mark Megan's Weekly Roast is proudly sponsored by Cialis for Men, helping you get and keep an erection whenever you need it. If the idea of walking into a pharmacy makes you feel a little bit awkward, don't sweat it. Okay, pharmacists have heard it all before. Nearly 3 in 10 men have dealt with ED at some point, so you are far from alone. Just have a quick, quiet chat, grab what you need, and walk out with your head held high. Figuratively, of course. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity contains tadalafil. Always read the label. Speaking of boners. What a sponsor to have on board the bloody boner boat that is today's show. Good God, it's on brand. Guys, you're very welcome to the Weekly Roast. My name is Mark Megan. I'm your host. First and foremost, before we continue, I want to say thank you to every single person who bought tickets to my live show, Good Stuff, last week. I truly cannot believe it. As any of you regular listeners will know, I have a soaring ego complex, but also a massive inferiority complex that sort of collide every now and then internally and externally. So when the tickets went on sale last week, I didn't know what to expect. And the ambassador sold it out in 2 minutes. Unbelievable. Thank you so much. I am truly very, very grateful. And then, of course, the next night sold out in a few hours. Not as good. Didn't get the WhatsApp from mum on that one. So, cheers. Nevertheless, you are very welcome to the Weekly Roast. If you're new to the show, which I suspect some of you are, you'll get used to the accent. But if you're new to the show, Mark Megan's Weekly Roast is effectively Ireland's confession box. Okay, that's how it works. Every single week, we choose a different aspect of Irish culture, right? Whether it's annoying neighbourhood WhatsApp groups or overbearing parents on schoolyard or on sports fields or whatever, okay? We choose a subject and then everybody messages me on Instagram, at Megan Mark, where I do all of my roasting. They message me with their woes. We take their voice notes. We disguise them so everyone has total anonymity. And then we record the podcast, okay? So, if you're listening, you are very, very welcome. Today's episode of Mark Megan's Weekly Roast is a little different to usual. Because yesterday, when I was doing one of my Instagram roasts, we happened across, or came across, if you'll allow the pun, a sort of situation that seems to be going on in the Midlands, okay? It wouldn't be like the Midlands. Nevertheless, I'm going to get to it, but all I'll say is part two and part three of today's podcast are going to be devoted entirely to the chronicles of, as we will now refer to it from here on out, the groundskeeper's willy, okay? So part one of today's show is going to be your standard meat and two veg weekly roast, because we do have a new message from our Lewis lady, which is actually dwarfed by the mania and insanity of the groundskeeper's Willy Chronicles. However, the first part of the podcast is going to be normal business as usual for those loyal listeners who show up every week. And then part two and three are going to be a little bit of a departure. So thank you so much for listening. If you do enjoy the podcast, send me a message on Instagram at Megan Mark. If you want to get involved in the roast on Instagram, drop me a line on Instagram at Megan Mark. And if you want to just sort of fan the flames of fire that are my ego, that is my ego, send me a message on Instagram at Megan Mark. Listen, thank you so much for the support. Hold on to your hats. Hold on to your hearts. Let's get into it.
So a few years back, one day we were teaching, coming up to home time, and two ladies go fisticuff right inside the primary school grounds. The principal had to go out and intervene. One lady had discovered that another lady had been having an affair with her husband. And so the other lady, her husband, was in prison. So anyway, the principal had to go out and sort it all out in front of all the children and parents. And a few days later, word must have got back to the husband in prison about the argument in the school grounds. He rings the school principal from prison, one of those nice incoming prison mate calls, and threatens the principal that he'll be dealing with her when he comes out of prison for how she treated his wife, never mind the cheating wife.
Good stuff. Sounds like the rehabilitation's going well. By the way, I'm joined by our beloved Mystery Michael.
Hello, Mark.
Forgive me for not giving you your kudos not and dues in the beginning and the introduction. Our beloved, now permanent, Mystery Mick, who was on the show, hopefully forevermore. Nevertheless, let's get into this. So the guy has been sent to jail and his wife is now sleeping around.
Yeah.
And he does. He's obviously been through a sort of very a rigorous, you know, personal transformation in jail. He's done a lot of reading.
A great example of, yeah, the progression you can make.
Don't you love that nonsense of people like, oh, the career criminal is like, yeah, but you know, when he was in jail, he read loads of books. Great stuff. He's a murdering thief. I don't care. Just because he's fucking thumbed through Ulysses after his 19th wank du jour. Do you know what I mean? I don't care. Oh, brilliant. This isn't Shawshank. Do you know what I mean? Because the guy flicked through Harry Potter. He's in jail for this idolising of criminals. And the Brits are brilliant at it.
Yeah.
Oh, the Great British train robbery. Scumbags. Lock them up. Go over to Rio and grab that thug by the fucking sides of his tash. Drag him back to Fragnock or to Birmingham or to bloody Pentonville prison and throw away the key. Thuggery.
Totally, totally agree.
This isn't a South Dublin tone podcast, but you should get the electric chair for littering, you know? Yeah. So this guy's in jail. Word somehow gets back from the schoolyard to jail. I wonder what that sort of pipeline of communications are like in that village. What's going on there?
I'm sure the wife obviously came back and, you know, visited him, told him a very honest account of what happened.
Yes, as, yeah.
Definitely, you know, mentioned the infidelity for sure.
She leaves the phone hanging, you know, knowing you're visiting someone in the clink. And it's like, and he's like, no, don't go. And he's just shouting into the phone, even though she's walked out. It's over, Craig. She's gone. Shouting into the phone's not going to do anything. So anyway, but he's defending his own wife who has cheated on him with somebody else, and he's threatening the principal of the school.
Calling the principal as well is just mad to me.
Yeah.
You're kind of signing your kids up for, you know, a pretty bad ride for the rest of their schooling.
Also, you've got one call a day. Surely Babe Station. I would be 100% on the phone to Babe Station. One call a day. Yes, it'd be Babe Station.
Babe Station.
Or tone to phone.
Sure.
Do you remember those ringtones? Yeah. You'd be on the phone for 43 seconds and your parents have to remortgage the gaff. Jamster. Nana lost a kidney as a result of Jamster. The fucking crazy frog cost her a tit. Let's go.
Hi, Mark. So I'm a teacher and there's this particular parent who is a pain in everyone's arse. All the teachers stand out to greet the kids every day. On this particular morning, she was doing drop-off for three older kids. They had already walked past me and individually all told me that their sister, who I teach, was off sick that day. So, yes, no problem, thanks. So I went back to chatting with one of the other teachers. And the next thing, this parent whistles Everyone looks at her. And then she starts wagging her finger in my direction. I look behind me as in, surely she's not doing that to me. But there was no one behind me. So I look back and she's still going. And I loudly sort of ask, me? And she goes, yeah, you. So I walk up to her with a face on me that she knows that she's effed up. And she goes and names her daughter. She's off sick today. So I kind of half snap because I'm reeling with what she did. And I just said, yes, all the girls told me. And I turn my heel and walk into the school. So anytime any of the teachers here are coming, we all run into the school and let the assistants deal with her. Like, I have so many stories about this woman, but I'll just leave it at that and don't be that parent.
Clicking your fingers at a teacher.
Scumbag.
Obnoxious.
Horrible, horrible behaviour.
Clicking your fingers at anybody.
And whistling.
Unless you're in the confines of a jazz club. Do you know what I mean? Unless you're in the, unless you're in a jazz club in Paris or you're trying to get a point across about death from hunger.
Yeah.
Not naming any names. Mr. Houston. Houston, damn. Yeah, just piggery. You're right to call it out.
Absolutely. Disgraceful.
Would you ever, like, if you were on a date with your now wife, where now fiance, early doors, if she was to have clicked at a waiter or a waitress in a restaurant, what would your, would you say it to them?
I don't think I'd say it to them, but I'd be gone.
Yeah.
I don't think there's something that would stick out to me more than, like, how people treat either service staff or, like, anyone who...
Anyone they perceive...
Yeah,
to be beneath them.
100%. Or who offers them a service of any kind. And, like, I think parents with teachers as well, they have this feeling of entitlement to kind of lord over them a bit.
Mm.
Horrible. I've no time for it at all.
You famously say that teachers and nurses are paid far too much. What's the story with that?
I mean, I'm all about profit before people.
You need to rail it in now. That confidence. Good luck.
Oh, God, no.
Okay, guys, this one came in from the Lewis lady, who many of you will be familiar with from one of our recent episodes. I think it was the Roast of A&E.
No, Heatwaves.
Heatwaves. Yeah. And she had a couple of encounters with somebody on the Lewis. You'll have to go back and listen to it if you haven't caught up yet. She sent in another one. I mean, to be totally frank with you here, I thought this was going to be the leading piece of lunacy from the episode. But then, of course, we unearthed the groundskeeper's willy. So I'm just going to play this and, yeah, let's hear it for the Lewis lady.
Well, Mark, I suppose it would be rude not to tell you this story after the roasting you gave me for taking that man in my mouth by the roundabout after being on the Lewis. You'd swear yourself and the giggly fella there beside you had never put your mickeys anywhere other than between your hands. Anyways, when I first moved to Athlone for a job in my 20s, I was working for an older fella. He was probably in his late 40s and he was divorced. I don't know. Anyway, the job was on a small site with only a few of us and me being the only girl in. One day he asked me to collect his son from the school because he was delayed on an install. So I thought, look, if he thinks I'm sound, he might, you know, give me a few extra bob for doing it and keep me on for work or whatever. So I headed off to the school anyways and was waiting for the son to come out. As I was waiting there, I start to feel, again, Brett on the back of my neck.
Brett.
On top of my, kind of over my, like, shirt I was wearing for work. And as you know, by this stage anyway, that's usually what gets me going. So I turn around, nips are hardening up, ugh, and I'm face to face with this kind of nerdy looking lad with a kind of a backpack and glasses on. He was probably about 6'2" and his breath wasn't the best. Ugh. But anyways, we're willing to always overlook that. And anyways, got chatting away for a few
And turned out he moved to Ireland from Sri Lanka about a year before, and he had a kid himself inside in the school. So they're chatting away anyways, and it was fairly obvious what was going on. So he kind of gave me a bit of an eye. I gave a bit of an eye back. And we went about 5 minutes away. This is sort of a lane near the school. And had a bit of, you know, yourself, awkward sideways sex inside in the car.
I don't know.
That was grand. The old breath, as I mentioned, wasn't great. We couldn't obviously put the windows down because I'd be loud at the best of times. But anyway, in the end, I lost that job because I actually had forgotten to pick up your man's child.
For fuck's sake.
But I was young, and listen, we live and we learn.
You didn't learn. You sucked off a lad in the Lewis about a fortnight ago. This is you live and you keep losing. This is... Oh, my God. Hold on a second here. What the fuck? Like, what life? I can't believe I wrote a book thinking I'd lived a colourful life. This is nothing. This pales in comparison to the what can only be described as derangement levels. So this woman works in a construction site. First job out of wherever. First job as an adult, does she say, yeah. Right? Moves to Athlone for a job in her 20s, working for an older fella. Starts saying about him being divorced. I'm like, okay, is she talking about like getting into something with him? Or
yeah, yeah.
Goes to the, gets sent down to pick him up for school, which is mental, but whatever.
Yeah.
She goes, what? Some guy, she feels the breath. What is it with this woman?
How is she standing so close to these people? A Lewis, I get, you're in a yard.
She's obviously rubbing herself up against people like Baloo in the Jungle Book, going up against a tree. She's clearly standing there. How are you feeling?
Like a cat, yeah, buzzling like... up the shins.
There's more to this than these people just breathing on her. And then, by the way, the breath in the back of the neck, nipples just immediately hard. I am no sex expert, but good God, surely it's not that quick from breath to nips. So then she turns around and then she goes, we made eye contact, small talk for a couple of minutes. You know yourself. No, I don't know. I don't fraternize around schoolyards in the hopes that I can pick up fucking casual intercourse. Heads to a lane 5 minutes. She says that with the knowledge. She's like, there's a lane a few minutes away. How do you know that? Like,
how is that the first port of call?
I've stopped observing. When you're a teenager, you're always looking for lanes.
Totally.
You're looking for lanes and abandoned spots. And like your whole kid as a teenager is like, oh, that place would be great for drinking.
Yeah.
You know, you see like an empty area beside a river and there's this like trees and dirty old empty Coke bottles and Johnny's and all the rest. You go, brilliant, we'll pre-drink there on Friday.
Yeah.
Or you see a lane, you're like, brilliant, I could top. Do you know, I could top Sarah Fitzgibbons there after Wesley. Do you know what I mean? That'd be the perfect place to feel my first breast. By the way, for the record, I don't know somebody called Sarah Fitzgibbons. So if there's somebody out there called Sarah Fitzgibbons listening now, gently holding her own, cupping her own memories, they weren't real memories, Sarah. Nevertheless, she just meets this guy who's here from Sri Lanka. And he's, I love the way all of the men that she encounters, whether it's at the schoolyard or on the Lewis, they're just instantly available for sex.
Sure, yeah.
Isn't that just the reality? Woe is us as men. That just, no matter what, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Oh yeah, you smell my breath. Yeah, it's not the best breath.
There's a lane.
By the way, the fact that she calls it Brett, like, fucking hell. Like that dead wrestler. You can't.
No.
Bret Hart. It was
he's
Ian
alive.
Owen Hart.
Owen said.
Oh,
he's one of the few still alive.
Is he? Yeah, still into the wrestling?
Oh, big time.
Cool. We'll get you out of the dungeon eventually, Mystery Nick. Okie doke. So, yeah, and then look, you couldn't roll down the windows because the heat and you're a screamer. Yeah, good God. And you didn't learn your lesson. I've nowhere else to go with this. You're...
What happened to the kids?
Oh, the kids just...
But not only her kids. He had a child to pick up as well.
That's a very good point.
It's just kids.
Forget Sri Lanka. More of a Sri Wanka.
Oh!
You're just causing trauma for these two kids. One of those kids is probably going to end up becoming an alcoholic and starting a podcast. Okay, guys, here we go. You are very welcome. If you're listening to the podcast, by the way, thank you so much for taking the time. If you could do us a huge favour, if you get any value from the podcast, if you get a laugh from it, click subscribe wherever you're listening to it right now, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Go Loud Player. Just,
click follow or subscribe, it really helps the visibility. I don't understand how these algorithms work, but that's one thing that apparently helps a lot. And of course, more than anything, the biggest thing you could do is just share it with a friend. And then, of course, send me a message on Instagram just saying that the podcast is great, so I don't have some sort of eternal collapse of self-worth and feel like I'm shouting into the abyss. Nevertheless, thank you for listening. It's time. Welcome to the Groundskeeper's Willy. To give you context, I'm going to speak to you now as if you don't know anything. As part of the roast yesterday, I was getting people's contributions on Schoolgate drama. When all of a sudden, I received a message from a woman that I thought was absolutely outrageous. Okay? And I want that to be the focus of part one of The Groundskeeper's Willy. Because there are two very important characters in this little unfolding drama that we have in our hands, okay? And I would think you should really pay attention to this person first before we get to another prominent member of this little story. Okay, so this is the message that I got on Instagram yesterday evening. Now, I'm going to read out her parts, and then Mystery Mick here, you're going to read out my parts, okay?
Okay.
Mark. My SIL, my sister-in-law, my SIL is an interesting character. I'm not a prude, but she'd be known as a horny enough unit in or around our village. Has openly admitted to sleeping with every Garda in the top half of our county. Recently, she started offering to drop our smallies, I hate that word, off to a school, which I couldn't make sense of because she's not that sound. Turns out she had a thing for the groundskeeper who did the pitches. Over in ours last night for a barbecue, and she tells me she's given him 4 blowjobs since the Easter break. He's 74, by the way, and she's 40. Mark then says,
just the 4?
Great performance.
Thank you.
She comes back with, she said she refuses to kiss him, though, because he kisses his dog. Oh. How does she even know that? Oh. And wouldn't know where his lips have been. Honestly, Mark, you should have her on the pod. She's priceless. Well, apparently the groundskeeper was boasting about it in the beer garden on Friday night and was standing by the barbecue with a boner in his jumpsuit. Our village is filled with mad whores. Okay, let's just get into this first. There is enough to get into here. So your sister, firstly, referring to anybody, okay? Let alone your sister-in-law as a horny enough unit. That's like, you know, it's just absolute Aquarian. It's an Aquarian way. It's like referring to your sister-in-law like some sort of bull in heat. So she's a horny enough unit, has openly admitted to sleeping with every Garda in the top half of our county. The both of them. Little joke of the Irish police forces. I'm joking. We know how I feel about the guards. I love them. Okay, so she slept with all the guards in the top half of Offaly, because we subsequently know that this is Offaly where
yes,
it's happening.
Yes.
Then she offers to take her kids to school, but your one couldn't make sense of it because she's not that sound. So there's another dig. This is just, there's an interesting relationship here that we're sort of almost overlooking because of the subsequent insanity that arrives on our doorstep. She admits then that the only reason she's doing it is because she's given the local groundskeeper, she had a thing for the local groundskeeper, and she's given him 4 blowjobs since the Easter break. I just find that a fascinating measurement of time. Blowjobs post Easter, like on the first, you know, the first day Jesus rose. How many blowjobs? What day of the year is the wedding? Well, if you're 4 blowjobs after Easter, then you've got Samhain. Do you know what I mean? What calendar is that?
Certainly not the one you're operating on. Am I right?
Brilliant, lads. 6 blowjobs. But like, so 4 blowjobs. It's a quantifiable amount of fellatio. Yeah. He's 74. Nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
And she's 40.
Nothing wrong with that.
Shame. No.
There is a 34-year... I'm 34 years of age. There's a 34-year age gap between them two. Again, nothing wrong with that.
Not.
True love is true love. It doesn't seem like it's true love.
No.
Because she's willing to kiss him on... She's unwilling to kiss him on the mush. Because, oh, where's your mouth been? I'll just take your penis at 7 a.m. though. That is the hypocrisy of this. So then we get to part two. And she says she refuses to kiss him on the mouth because he kisses his dog and wouldn't know where his lips have been. Is that the dog's lips? Where have your lips been and wrapped around this pensioner's phallus? Honestly, Mark, you should have her on the pod. She's priceless. I mean, priceless or free? No, that's just cheap gag, Mark. Yeah. You'll allow the money. Nevertheless, apparently the groundskeeper was boasting about it in the beer garden. Understandable. If I'm 74... and I'm a groundskeeper of a local school, and there is somebody arriving, in the narrow gap between the Easter holidays and the summer holidays, right?
It's the brief, shortest term.
The shortest term possible. And you're averaging 4 blowjobs per term.
Seriously impressive.
That is unbelievable. That
it,
is like...
It was a late Easter this
year. That is like a newlywed ratio of blowjobs. He's on the honeymoon package. This is like... And... He's boasting about it down the pub. That's fine. I'm going to say it's fine. It's expected.
Absolutely.
What's not expected is that this guy is standing beside the barbecue with a boner. And he's wearing a jumpsuit. The jumpsuit is almost more insane than the erection. Surely he's got the paper plate with the sausage and the burger. And it's like, the red sauce is over there, Graham. Oh, you're a bit stiff there. Do you know what I mean? Like, how do people just accept somebody in on the bone? Like, do you know what I mean?
On the bone.
Like, as if it's like, oh, jeez, your man himself, he's a bit sunburned. Oh, yeah, and then your fellow over there is on the bone. Like, do you know what I mean? He's hard, waiting by the barbecue.
Telling people about his blowjob.
And so she opened her mouth like this. Oh, there, I'm off again, lads. I'm off again. Where is she? Fiona? You know what I mean? Her name's not Fiona. Let the record show legally that her name is not Fiona. His name is not Graham, okay? That's just let the record show that. I have to be very careful here with names. and dates and stuff. Okay, so then she says our village is filled with mad horse. So at this point, I'm like crying down on the couch. Okay? Yeah. Darren's upstairs crying because it's her birthday tomorrow. And instead of planning a lovely day, I'm sending messages to people on Instagram about pensioners' blowjobs. But she comes in. Oh, Jesus. She comes in and we had a good laugh about this. Because like, what? This is fucking mad. So I come back. Mark comes back to her and he says...
Right, I feel like I need to wrap my head around all of these. How do these meetups even happen? What's the story with the jumpsuit? Why is she willing to fellate him but not kiss him on the lips? I am so confused.
To which this woman writes back, bear in mind she's writing it on behalf of her sister-in-law. Apparently his phone is an old Nokia or Samsung and doesn't even do predictive text. So he'll just message her the mornings he's up for it. So I love the way there's a power insinuation
where
it's on him. The mornings he's up for it, you know, not every day.
Yeah.
You know.
Playing hard to get.
Yeah, literally. So he'll just message her the mornings he's up for it with, hi, full stop, BJ. And then she meets him near the fields, like it's some sort of like homing pigeon. Like this is, she says it's nothing serious and both just having fun. But according to the husband's pals who were in the pub the other night, he's not a one-woman guy. Anyway, it's her choices, not mine. Well, you've sort of had lots of goes at her. You can't just say the story, lace it with ridicule, and then be like, ah, look, not my circus, not my monkeys. Do you know what I mean? Okay, so what we really need to get into is just, hi, BJ.
Hi, BJ.
If I texted Darren saying, hi, full stop, BJ, she'd come up the stairs and be like, who the fuck is Billie Jean? Are you still obsessed with that tennis player from the 70s? Do you know what I mean? Billie Jean King. So,
I'm with you.
Tennis gag. It's just completely insane. Okay, we have a lot to get through. I've opened up the airwaves, I've opened up the airlines, and I have some voice notes to get into from the people of Offaly and beyond, because there is some unfolding drama in the background that I want to keep you abreast of, okay? I'm about to play the first voice note. We had a few in, lots in from Offaly. I was actually trying to... Do you know the Offaly accent?
Can't say I do. Do you?
I want to know who the caretaker is. Tell me about the blowjobs. Tell me about the papa. The papa walking on the beaches. He is walking on the beaches, and then in the first thing in the morning, he takes your phone to BJ. And he says, ah, BJ. And she arrives in her PJs to give the BJ. And then he comes. And he goes, no, he goes to the barbecue. He goes to the barbecue with an erection. Please. Sort of the awfully twang Tullamore.
Banner, is it?
Banner, Tullamore, sort of. I don't believe it. I want to go to Tullamore for the suck off. Anyway, I can't do an awfully impression. Let's hear it from the people of Ireland with regards to their thoughts on this. Oniva, let's go.
Okay, so first thing, fair play to him. He's 74.
Agreed.
Honestly, fair play to him. Second thing, is BJ her nickname?
No.
So when he says, hi, BJ, is he just like addressing her as BJ because that's her nickname now because of what she does? And also, what's with the jumpsuit? Why would he be wearing a jumpsuit? Do they mean like an overall, I'd say, maybe? And what else? Is he married? Like, is he, are they both single? And where do they go to do this? And also, like, bringing the children to school is warped, using the little kids as a way to get to see that guy. That's just absolutely icky. And this is the best story I've ever heard in your pod, so thank you very much.
Okay, some good questions here and some average questions, to be expected, really. First things first, I think we can all agree that the jumpsuit is like clearly some form of like overalls.
Yeah, for sure.
Sure. He's not rocking around Elton John style with the pink glitter jumpsuit and the high heels going, who wants to go, ladies? It's 74, but it still works at least four times between April and the summer. So, yeah, it's definitely overalls. But that does beg the question, like, it would be hard to get at it.
Yeah.
Unless there's sort of like a little, you know, Orthodox Christian hole where he just sort of places it through.
A glory hole in his overalls.
Are you the expert on glory holes all of a sudden?
Oh, okay, brilliant, thanks.
I thought it was the Eiffel Tower that you liked.
Yeah, thanks.
Where do you do most of your glory hole hunting?
Paris.
Oh, bien sûr. Vas-y, vas-y. D'accord. Okay, this guy, so what else did she ask? Okay, so the woman, let's talk about the auntie or the sister-in-law. Mm. The sister-in-law, I think we need to establish, is single. I messaged the person, the original messenger, right? And the sister-in-law is her husband's sister. So it's not like it's her brother's wife. It's her husband's sister. So there's no, you know,
infidelity
yeah. going on. So that's clear. So she is perfectly entitled to wrap her mouth around the phallus of any man she wants. The using the sort of kids as currency to barter for the blowjobs is beyond me, because like, if you're the type of person to show up to school to suck off a caretaker at 74, I don't think the children are necessary to play a role in this.
Yeah, I don't see why you need to involve others. Just go and do it.
You don't need an excuse. No. Really. It doesn't seem like she's shackled by shackled by the chains of convention. Do you know what I mean?
No one's going to say, at least she was dropping the kids.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, and also, as this woman very wisely asks, where are the blowjobs happening? Like, it's surely not by the prefabs, you know, where there's like, you know, the two teachers are out for a smoke, or like the PE teacher reluctantly out for a vape because he's got a massive vape contraption. And it's like, Ed, can you just stop smoking that in the staff room and then blowing the smoke down into your t-shirt? It still counts. And now your nipples smell like watermelon. Like, fucking people vaping in restaurants. Good luck.
Gone.
Nevertheless, anything else did she ask, or have we killed?
I think she was asking about why he was wearing the overalls, which I kind of question is like,
he's a caretaker.
Why in the pub though? Like, you wear overalls so you can wear your other clothes outside.
Really? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, surely you don't see people like wandering around the streets of Dublin in overalls.
How many Boston? No, you don't. You see people walk around streets of Dublin next to nothing, by the way, and that's part of the problem. But we'll get to that in another part. Yeah. Okay. Let's just keep going. Next voice note.
Morning, Mark. Even Mrs. Jolly's is thrown by this story. Holy moly, I thought I led a colourful life. I am fucking vanilla compared to this lot. But I have a load of questions. Like, I have to ask, how does something like this scenario happen in the first place? Like, in all fairness, he's the fucking groundskeeper of the school and she's just dropping her kids off. How does that even come about? Where do they go to do it? Is she just performing fellatio on this guy down by the fucking school gates as soon as all the other yummy mummies are gone? Seriously, like, in our local community here, we do have an old age pensioner. Now, he's the smelliest, oldest, dirtiest man that is ever walked the planet, right?
Good stuff.
And there is a woman that goes in and performs fellatio on him, but then she fucking cleans him out with his pension. Do you know, there's nothing any of us can do about it because the man wants the blowjob, so he gives her the pension. That's fine. So, like, is this woman's cleaning this guy out of his pension? What the fuck?
Mrs. Jolly's, it's always a pleasure, but I just think she seems to enjoy this, like.
Yeah, love the game.
She's just, as she said to the sister-in-law, it's nothing serious and we're both just having fun. So,
each to their own.
I do. I'm wondering how you got, I'm always amazed with some people that write into the show or, you know, send messages and voice notes in. How do you go from, how are you, Seamus, are you? You're doing the white paint there on the GA pitch. Yeah, yeah. Do you fancy a suck-off? How does that work without a kiss? Without a whisper? Like, you know.
And he wasn't a one-woman man.
He wasn't a one-woman man.
This wasn't a once-off.
Maybe
some lads just have a level of, whether you call it raise or game, that we just, we don't know.
It's an energy that, even at my best, I don't think I ever possessed.
No, I definitely didn't.
Guys, welcome back to the Weekly Roast. This is now part two of the groundskeeper's willy. All was fun and games, okay? Yesterday on my Instagram, we're having a laugh, things are going well, and everyone's like, this is hilarious. Who is this mad woman going around giving 4 blowjobs, you know, to this random guy? And then things take a turn. All of a sudden, I get this message. Now, I'm not going to reveal the identity. Let that just be very clear across the board, because I'm in contact with a number of people involved in this story, and anonymity is the foundation of this podcast, so it will remain to be the case. I will not be revealing the identity of anybody involved. Dermot, Sarah, Denise, any of the people whatsoever, any of the McGilligulty family or the Sheehans, or, you know, especially the... So, anyway, I get this message. Mark, no. I live in Offaly and my dad is a caretaker of a school. Wait for it. And he's 73.
No.
Please, Mark, no. Which obviously just results in complete pandemonium. I'm now crying, laughing on the couch, thinking, oh my God, this girl is just discovering that her dad is accepting blowjobs at work from a random woman 34 years old, his junior. She then follows up with, Mark, I can't. He has a phone, but he tells us he can't text. And he was in our local on Friday. So we're circling.
Oh, good God.
We're circling the drain here now.
No.
She follows up again with, Mark, I've just rang my sister who follows you, and she's been hyperventilating for 10 minutes. She thinks she's going to ask him. All hell breaks loose.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm like, hold on a second. Like, I think you should just breathe for a second before you ring up your 74-year-old father to, I don't want to say accuse him, but ask, you know, whether or not. And then she comes back and she says, my sister won't message but wants to know what you think she should say.
Oh my good God.
I can now reveal, dear listener, that we have confirmed that this is their father. I'm still working on how we let that
out into the world because everybody's anonymity needs to be respected. I might be paying a visit to Offaly very soon, but all I can say is that we have confirmed the identity of the man and everything is okay, by the way. To clarify one very important detail, the father is not married, so it is nothing untoward. And again, I might remind you, this is two consenting adults who are having fun. They are totally entitled to behave in whatever way they want sexually, as long as it's within the confines of the law.
Yeah.
Okay? For and sure. Irish law, not Thai. No need to have a go at the Thai.
Thanks, brilliant.
Yeah. So, that's where we were last night. And now I'm going to play you some more reactions. Let's get into it.
Great. Now I'm driving to work trying to imagine what a 73 or 74 year old Willie looks like. Look, good stuff.
Okay, well, we're not starting with the highbrow stuff, obviously, Mystery Mick. You're teasing me up with this sort of slop. Yeah, imagine what an old man's Willie looks like. I don't know. I feel like with Willies, the evolution of a Willie starts off very small. You go through puberty, you're disappointed it doesn't grow much, much, much bigger. You sort of go, ah, fuck, this is... I'm 23 now. When's it going to reach full strength? And then you realise at 28, you were at full strength, bro. The decline has begun. And then you're 34 and you're like, is it normal to take 3 peas in the middle of the night? And then I suppose the Willy probably between the ages of 55 and 65, I would suspect gathers a bit of extra heat.
A droopiness, one might say.
A bit of weight.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Gravity starts to do its thing.
To the penis as well as the ball. So I don't know what an old man's Willy would look like yet. Hopefully I'll live long enough to see what my own resemblance... Let's just, less of the Willy, actually. I think the Willy is the least interesting element of this tale.
Totally.
What were you going to add to that?
No, I totally agree.
You're drooling, are you? Okay.
I'm in my head.
Let's go.
Like, I'm thinking that if it's the wrong person, that the poor dad could have a heart attack. So, like, the safest way is to just check the phone. Check his phone. Just bring him out for lunch or cook him, make him a sandwich and check the phone. And all will be revealed. It's actually the wildest.
Yeah, it's not your average Sunday night.
No.
Oh, dad's a blowjob merchant. Yeah, well, we grew up in a Catholic home, so as you can imagine, my mum was very stoic and my dad was a cunt. And you know what I mean? And, like, he accepts...
In that situation, right?
Yeah.
Just picture yourself, are you going to check the phone?
My dad's phone?
Yeah, if you were in that situation.
No, I don't think so.
I'm living in ignorant bliss.
I think Hi BJ, though, is everyone's dad. It's the most Hi BJ and then the thumbs up emoji. If he enjoyed it or not. Yeah. Did you like that, Ian? Thumbs up or thumbs down? Hi BJ is spectacular. That would be, for me, the most concerning part of it. It wouldn't be that the dad likes and accepts blowjobs. It would be that the dad requests these blowjobs as if he's like confirming to his bank that it's him.
Yeah.
The two-factor authentication. Hi, BJ. Yes, it's me. Do you know what I mean? Say yes if you want to continue with this transaction. Yes. That's the sort of vibe he's giving off.
Like he's applying for the cash machine. Just, yeah. Like, just the most generic.
Just robotic cock. Come and touch my cock with your lips.
Yeah.
It's barbarism. It's poetic barbarism by him. Hi, BJ. Oniva, let's keep going.
Groundkeeper's Willy is his own business. His daughters have no... Like, it's nothing to do with them unless he's cheating on their mother.
Yeah.
Or whoever. But, like, if he is getting a few blowjobs and whatever else he's at, like, it's his own business. It's nobody else's business. Yeah. So, you know, ask the advice that they're asking for you to give to him or to him before they speak is, sorry, I'm drunk. So the advice is don't ask him. It's none of your business, love. Let your dad do what he wants. As long as no one's getting hurt, obviously. But yeah, it's his own business.
Like, I sort of agree with you, but then I also don't.
It's his own business until he's standing holding a paper plate of barbecued food with a boner on him.
In the local.
When you're knocking over the ketchup and mayonnaise bottles because you've got a truncheon on you. Do you know what I mean? In a jumpsuit that's reminiscent of, it's a little bit funny. You know, the tiny dancer, the tiny chancer. This guy is... It's not his own. It's the business of the village. If you're showing up to the local on a Friday evening with the hard on and you're regaling the stories of this woman performing oral sex on you, then it's everybody's business.
Yeah, as long as you keep it between the two of you, you're fine. But it's the fact that like his daughters now have to go into that pub knowing that their dad's a legend.
Lowering tone. Lads. Only bad.
Just how did it start? how did it start? Especially because she doesn't kiss him. So, yeah.
Again, I think this person's hit the nail on the point. Nail on the head, brilliant. I think the blowjobs are actually the least exciting part of this whole story. For me, it's the blowjob without the kissing.
Mm.
And that just being non-negotiable.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, I'm willing to go down there, but I won't be going up there. What do you take me for? But be quick. I have to get the bus to work in 20 minutes and I got to get these mud stains out of my chinos. Do you know what I mean? Arriving into work looking like a pro cricketer who's just finished the 2020 or whatever that series is called. The fucking Bangladeshi fielder with the kneecaps. Do you know what I mean? That's the kneecap we should be talking about. Hers, brown, like, you know, oh my God. It's just so, and that's the insanity. The insanity is not the blowjobs. Yeah, okay. Is that it?
Do we have one more?
One more. Okay, let's go. Last one. And then I'm going to give you the update and then we're going to go home to bed and wash our hands and mouths and everything. Let's go.
I think everybody's missing the bit that she's 40. Could your woman's husband, which is the brother, not let her collect the children at school when she realises she's a hoe? Never mind doing that to us. Mental.
Well said.
Scraping the barrel there.
You can't.
She's a hoe.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I agree. Like, I mean, if I found out that my sister was collecting my kid and, yeah, you know, then at the same... Oh, no. Like, it's... A lot of questions need to be asked.
This town is going to have a busy week now.
So here's where we are, guys. I want to go to Offaly. If you're listening and you're from Offaly, let me know. I want to bring a microphone with me and I want to bring... anonymity has to be everything, but I need to interview a couple of these people. So if anybody down in Offaly wants to show me around, I'm not able to tell you where it is, but if you're from Offaly and... I'm just trying. Okay, I need to figure out how we can do this.
We need to put our heads together.
But we're going to try and get a part two of Groundskeepers Willie and actually get some of these. There's two people who, one of whom has already agreed to speak to us, and I'm not going to tell you which, but it's either the man or the woman who's doing the blowjobs. And just to caveat, we will only be continuing with this with the permission of everybody involved, okay? So this is not to ridicule or deride or to erode anybody's sense of well-being. This is a bit of crack and bemusement at a blowjob aficionado and the process in which he participates in receiving these blowjobs. Catch you next week. Thank you so much for listening to The Weekly Roast, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. A unusual episode today, far from the norm, but a lot of fun. If you enjoy the show, send me a message on Instagram at Megan Mark. Do us a favour, you can follow me there and also follow the podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, just click follow or subscribe or what have you. It doesn't cost you a penny and it just really helps the growth of the show and I would be truly, truly grateful. I hope you're doing all right. I hope you're well. Sending you good energy and vibes for the coming week and we will see you very, very soon. Big thanks to Mystery Mick here sitting beside me. You can follow him on Instagram at Michael
Michael.O'Malley underscore.
Michael.O'Malley_. So that's
trying our best with that.
Super easy for the SEO there. Straight to the top of the Google search engine feeds.
1-1-2.
You'll see him on my Instagram and give him a follow. He is going to be slowly but surely releasing more of his own content too. If you don't know yet, Michael has done lots of weight loss related content on TikTok, which is just really, really inspiring. And he's going to be posting more about that on Instagram. So you don't want to miss it. Follow him on Instagram and also wish him well. Mainly me, but like 5, 10% him. Okay, chat to you soon. Take care, bye.
Mark Megan's Weekly Roast. Proudly supported by Cialis for Men. Erectile dysfunction? It's nothing to be ashamed of. Have a quick, discreet chat with your pharmacist about Cialis for Men. 10 milligram film-coated tablets, which contains tadalafil. Now available without prescription in pharmacies nationwide. Find out more at www.cialisformen.ie. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity. Always read the label.